from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur talking about the Machtzis HaShekel in Avodas Hashem based on the Sefer Torah Or of the Heilige Balatanya, Rishnei Zalman of Liadi. We learned earlier that Dvar Hashem HaMahavis HaOlamos Ein shum tfisas erech umakom v'gabe machshavto yizbarach. It's bottle, when God spoke out the world, it's bottle, it's nullified to Hashem's machshava. In other words, in the theology of the Balatanya, the world is not even a mitzias. It seems like a mitzias, it looks like a real world, it acts like a real world, but it's really all a figment of our imaginations, because the real Metzius is only Hashem. But we have this illusion that we exist, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner says something similar, and this is of course Tzimtzum Shelo Kepshuto, that Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave room for the world. There is no world, but it seems that there's a world. Again, this is a big chiddush which many people would great people would dispute, but it's definitely a shita. Balatanya was a gavra rabbi meod. True reality is only God. So now he's going to explain that in the olamas themselves, l'chol olam, there's no tfisas makom, there's no reality to each world vis-a-vis in comparison to the world that's higher. You know that the again, those who learn Nefesh Chaim know that the worlds are many, many billions of spiritual worlds. And each world, explains the Alter Rebbe, has not tfisas makom vis-a-vis the world that's higher than it. Says Rabbeinu, Gam olamas b'teilem zeh b'zeh. We explained earlier that the machshava, where you have chachma, where you have seichel, is much higher than speech. And therefore, through the koach of machshava, a person can understand the dvar chachma amuka, can understand something very deep, and then talk about it for an hour. Sometimes you have a thought. It takes you a long time to explain that one little thought. So you see that a machshava is much more encompassing than a dibur, much higher, much more elevated than a dibur. And therefore, when you bring it down to the world of dibur, when you bring a haskala amuka to words, to letters, you can't compare what he's saying with what he's thinking. What he's thinking is eminently deeper and higher. Now let's say you have a Rav, and he's much, much bigger than his Talmud. So even when the Rav speaks out to his Talmud, when he verbalizes various ideas, even though the osios hadibur, in the words that the Rav says, he doesn't reveal the whole depth of his seichel, what is revealed to the Talmud is a haskala amuka. In other words, what the Talmud understands is very, very deep. Even though as far as the Rav is concerned, he's just lowering it, watering it down, so to speak, to the level of the Talmud. But on the Talmud's, from the Talmud's perspective, he's telling him something very profound. He's learning something very profound from the Rav. And therefore, what the Talmud understands in his machshava is now going to be much greater than what the Talmud is going to be able to verbalize. So as by the Rav, dibur is now by the Talmud machshava. So if you have a very big Rav and he teaches Chash of Talmud, like in our door, we had Rain Rabbeinu Agon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, and he had a lot of Talmidim who were very chashuv, Rashi Yeshiva and Rashi Kollel, and really very impressive Talmidei Chachamim. And these people had many Talmidim. Have many Talmidim. So, what in the world of Rav Moshe was Machshava, he lowers it to the dibur of his Talmidim. Then in the dibur, when he speaks to the Talmidim now have it in their Machshava. And then when they give it over to their Talmidim, B'dibur, that now goes into the Machshava of their Talmidim. So what's B'pchinas Machshava Itzel Harav is now lowered to dibur, and that dibur becomes B'chinas Machshava by the Talmud. And it's the same thing in the Ishtal Shlos HaOlamos. The first world, which is created Ali Dei Diburo, can't be compared to the Machshava of Hashem, as we explained in the previous shir. Ein lo erich klal uklal legame machshavto yisparach hamyuched esima. Doesn't even exist. It's a nothing. It's bottled. It's completely bottled. This Dibur is nothing. And yet, the Dibur comes out, and when it, another world comes from that world, world number two, from world number one, world number one is considered Machshava Legabe world number two. World number two is now getting a watered down world number one. So world number one Be'etzem is Machshava, and then now it's lowers itself to Bechinas Dibur to world number two. Now world number two absorbs that Dibur. And now vis-a-vis world number three, world number two is Bechinas Machshava. And as we explained in the Mashal of the Talmud and the Rav, so too in the Olamos. And we call Zemuvan that the Gabeyas and Olam Haza Agashmi, the lowest of the worlds, Kol Olamos, all the other worlds are in machshava compared to us, and the highest worlds are machshava de machshava. Each world becomes more machshavadik and higher and more elevated, and all of this is all batal be machshmatzias takarish baruch hu, because he's above all the olamas. That's where Rabbeinu says v'zeh olas machshava tfisa beklal. It says Nazir. There's no machshava that can be toifes Hashem. Dehainu, afu lamasil yonim eld, or as Lubavitcher say, me'ed. Even very, very high worlds. I don't mean that to make fun, chas v'shalom, because that's the way they say it. Afu lamasil yonim eld, shem b'chinas machshava in the highest worlds, which are b'chinas machshava, imetelim etzla yisbarach or batal by Hashem v'lo tfisa beklal. And they're not toifes him at all. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above Machshava. Less Machshava Tfisabe. In other words, even the worlds of Machshava aren't Tofes Hashem. Pashipshat in the Zohar, the Koach of Machshava can't understand, can't perceive God. And what the Rebbe is explaining the Zohar to mean is, Noch Tifer, is that even the highest Olamas, which are in the world of Machshava, they're together Machshava de Machshava, Lo Tfisabe Klal. They also can't be Tofes Hashem. Hashem is above everything. V'zeo stima de kol stima tamira de kol tamirin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sasum v'nealam, is completely hidden, higher than all the dargis. Av me olamas hanekroim stima v'tamira u'sasim v'tamir v'les machshava t'fisave. Even v'legabe those worlds that are so hidden, Kadosh Baruch Hu is even more hidden. Less machshava tfisabe. El zenemar atzivu if you have tas Hashem Elokecha. She's born in kol kach be'echod mamish. She havaya Elokecha b'chol avav v'chol nafsh v'chol modecha. Dainu machshava dibur u'maisa. She yola machshava dibur u'maisa klal. Rak b'teilim be'echod shulamal min achshav alas machshav tfisabe. We explained in the previous shir that in v'ahavtah there are two perushim. One is a lashon sivui, that we're commanded to love God, and one is a haftacha, a promise that we will love God. And Rabbeinu started to explain there that the din of v'ahavtah mi lashon sivui is that a person should be misboinen. A person should look at Hashem Echad, and then he'll be misoirer, he'll be aroused to Abbas Hashem. And now he continues and he explains what are the practical ramifications of love that's founded on this isboninus. What are the hashlachot ma'asiyot, as they say today? About the bitul olamos, about the fact that Hashem is echad, he's the only reality. And this is boninus, should be ma'orer a person, a regesh al tshuka, this desire that God should be alokecha, that he should be davuk b'Hashem, he should be batul Hashem. Ba'oifen shel b'chol avavcha, b'chol na'avcha, b'chol mo'odecha. All of your heart and all of your soul and everything you own. That all of your kochos, machshava, dibur, and maisa, everything should be davik be'alokus. You should love God and he should be your God with all your heart and all of your soul and everything you own. Machshava, tzbuchol levavcha. Dibor b'chol nafshecha and ma'ase b'chol me'odecha. And now the Rebbe is going to explain how he has to be mevatel his machshava, dibor, and ma'ase when he looks at the bittul of the olamos. So in order to understand what the Rebbe is about to say, we have to be makdim as follows. This is based on what the Rebbe writes in Tanya, in the 34th Perek. As is explained by the last Rebbe Zatzal, Igros Kodesh, Chelek Aleph, Igros Kuf Samach Beis, Chelek Beis, Igros Reish Lamed Dalet. Chazal say that the Ovos are their Merkava. And this means, according to Chassidus, that since the Ovos came to our Kara, to our Gosha, that all the Olamas are Batul B'Metzias Kamei Yisbarach, therefore the Machshava, their Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa were always Batul Legamri L'Ratzon Hashem. Kilu Ein La Machshava, Dibor, Maisa Ishim Klal. As if they have no personal Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. Just like a chariot that's batal to the rochev bebitl muchlat. A chariot that's nullified to the rider, does everything the rider wants, so to the Avos HaKadoshim, did everything God wanted, there was chariot. Wherever he went, they went. They had no personal atzmius. They had no individuality, it was all batal to Hashem. That's why they were all tested with the opposite of their midas. Without going into detail, because that shows it's not about you, it's not about your nature, but serving Hashem, and therefore you can do the opposite of your nature when necessary. The job of every Jew to a certain extent is to try to be a Merkava. that whenever you learn and you're mekayim a mitzvah, it says in Tanya in the 23rd perek, quoting, "Evari gufa adam amekayim in a mitzvah, shekol b'chinus ma'isus and nefesh alokis melubish ben mishas ma'isus v'kiyum mitzvah, himnatsu merkavim mamish l'rotzen elia." When a person does a mitzvah, his whole being becomes a merkava, becomes a chariot for God's will. The hand gives tzedakah, so the hand is a chariot for Hashem's will. At least when he's mekayim a mitzvah. So if you can't always be a chariot, at least when you're mekayim a mitzvah. But that's not be'emes la'amito. Because the amitis of the merkava is that you don't have a mitzvah at all. But when you're not in that madrega, at least when you're doing a mitzvah, you become somewhat of a merkava. So it's the madrega of the avos and other tzaddikim. Shein l'machshava dibur ma'isa shel atzmam klal. Negeder machshava dibur ma'isa, that through them the rotzen elyon is miskayim. That's the amitis inyan merkava. It's the true inyan of the merkava. And then you have madregas rov b'nei adam. They aren't able to reach this madrega, but they're shayach to be a merkava le'aloikus. They could be a merkava for godliness through connecting their machshava dibur and ma'isa b'taru mitzvahs. So continues Rabbeinu, Shlo yelo machshava dibur ma'isa klal rak betelim be'echad shu lamala min ha-machshava. B'les machshava tfisa be. Gedem eino yochel lachshav rak dober gashmi b'zeo sheka gomor. When a person's misbonein, thinks deeply about what we spoke about, and he understands that even though the world seems to be nifrat from God, it's sheka gomor. And the truth is that the only true Metzius is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through this, he'll be Mis'oyre Be'havana, that Aliba De'emes, the truth is, as long as his Machshav is Machshav is Adam, it's just falsehood. Because a person thinks about Gashmias, and Gashmias is something separate from God, doesn't exist. We feel it, but the Alter Rebbe says it doesn't exist. Umimela at Simon shall Adam amagia lidi akara pnimis bechol anal, who shall yielo machshava dibur ma'isa klal. The Hainu shall idezeshu merkava amitis lealokus, arezen nechshav shein lo machshava dibur ma'isa ishim klal. Agedu shall a machshava dibur ma'isa shalo, lias merkava l'rotzen elyon. So this thirst of a person. Who reaches this hakara pnimis, and he shouldn't have machshava dibur ma'isa at all, since he's a true merkava to Hashem, like the avos, they're batal to Hashem's oneness. So then it's nothing, it's not individual, it's not personal, everything is batal, everything is nullified to Hashem. And since legabe Hashem our machshava doesn't exist, and even the world of machshava to machshava doesn't exist, everything is batal to Hashem. God is the only true reality. We can all cease to exist in a second. So when a person has machshava dibur and ma'isa, and they're meyuchad to Hashem, then he doesn't have machshava dibur and ma'isa at all, because vis-a-vis Hashem, they don't exist. Again, we, as the Nefesh Chaim says, we keep mitzvahs because God commanded us to, and it appears to us that we exist. But if we realize that everything is really batal, that the only thing that must exist, that truly exists, that there's no metzius, that it can't exist, is Hashem, then we realize that our machshava dibur and ma'isa, what are it? It's batal and mevutal. It's nullified vis-a-vis Hashem. And that's what it means, b'chol nafshecha, b'siris nefesh, ki ha-nefesh aladu machshava dibur and ma'isa, ve'akol limsar v'lios batal ve'echad mamish. And that's the b'chol nafshecha. What's the b'chol nafshecha? B'chol nafshecha means that the nefesh of a person, which now he says, before I understood, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol v'chol v'chol nafshecha, b'chol decha, each one is connected, machshava dibur maisa. Here the Rebbe says that b'chol nafshecha is mesiris nefesh, you're giving over everything, machshava dibur maisa, to be batel to God's oneness. So you can't be mevatel your machshava not to think at all. So therefore, take all your thoughts and connect them to avodas Hashem, Torah, to mitzvahs. The araisa mechochma nafkis shulamala mina machshava. So a person who isn't a true merkava la'alokus, you can't say that he has no machshava dibur maisa, individual machshava dibur maisa at all. He's going to have machshava dibur maisa. When he's osek b'torah, then he becomes one with Hashem, who's above machshava, as we spoke about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'malam in a machshava, because Torah is rooted in God's chachma. Shichad mamashim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Tanya says in Perek Beis. Therefore, when a person's moach is miyuchad im Torah, it's uniting with the Torah, as Tanya writes in Perek Hei, b'yichud nifla shen yichud kamo v'lo ke'erko. Nimsa klal b'gashim yasiyos la'achodim miyuchadim mamish mikol tzad upina. You have a unification with God, with Torah, and you get to the world of above machshava. So to live daily that your mevatel is all your machshavas are just Hashem is too much. But at least when you're learning Torah, that's going to be about that. That's mismiyachid you. That's that unites you with the divine. Mitzvahs also are ratzon Hashem. And we do that, we become batel. We become like a merkavat Hashem. V'zeh kol osa mitzvah achas kihilchasa. So I'll say that if you do one mitzvah, we don't have an hour lashon kehilchasa. But it says metivin lo, marichin lo yamav, noichal es haaretz. So, in the Derech Mitzvah Secha, he explains that you do the mitzvah b'buchinas achas. Bebechina achas. In other words, you're a kli for the gilui of God's oneness. Then you get this great reward. So even though it's in the world of gashmius, who commercial asiris and mshachas me'amoch shem amoch bechina asiris klal, keno tarvim mitzvah shem dvarim gashmius kol zeh araisim mechoch manafkis. So it's like hair. On one hand, the hair aren't part of the brain. Brain doesn't have hair. On the other hand, they're coming out of the brain. You cut it off, you cut out a person's brain, that wouldn't be a pleasant experience. But if you cut off a person's hair, that's fine, it's good to get a haircut. It's coming up now, it's Pesach, the Olam's going to get haircuts. It's good. So it is connected to the brain, the hair it's coming out, but it's not connected to the brain. So to Torah. Shehi yisbarach, shechamos yisbarach hakim lo b'chochma yidiyah rak shenislab shebinyanam gashmim. Shezeo kumo amshachai de b'china Cyrus. Shehen aruch klal mahus chachma zu, amahus chachma ilah, kamo shi lamala. Kom korein v'secha mamish musa chachma ilah shalamala meishtal shalos, kamo shi b'socha sari shenik meyamoichin mamish. So it comes out of the mochin, the Cyrus, but it's not part of the mochin Torah also. It's gashmius, so you can't say it's God, but it's coming out of Elokus. So when you keep Torah and mitzvahs, you're mischaber to the source, to the mochin, kiv yachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, you have to think about it. It's totally in your bechira. As Ravina writes, it's a tzivui to be mizbonin that Hashem is echad and it's all godliness. If it's all godliness, that's the only reality. It's like when a person is gasping for air, all they want is air. All you want to do, I once had an experience where I couldn't breathe for a few seconds. Remember, all I wanted was just air. I panicked. I wanted air. If all you want is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't panic. But that should be your tzimon. And you're going to go after a Kadosh, you're going to do everything you can to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to reach Bechinas Ve'ahavta. You're going to love Hashem. You're going to say Avita Hashem. So the Darga Rishon of Ahava is Ahava Tzliya Vodas Adam Ahava Loshen Tzivui. To be Mizbonim, think about the fact that all the Olamos, even the highest Olamos, which are Begeder Machshav, are Betelim, Legamrei, Kamei Yisbarach. Ajazem Orei Tzela Adam Haratan Shelo Yelo Machshav Adibur Maisa Klal. A person should have a Ratzon that he has no Machshav Adibur and Maisa. It's all godliness. It's all he wants. They should be in Merkavah Locus, so it's hard to get to that Madrega. But at least when you daven, at least when you learn, and you're at least when you're keeping mitzvahs, and then you can become in Merkavah Locus and you're mislabish in the mitzvah. So, sweet friends, we are only partially finished with this journey. This was our second leg of our journey, and a lot more to say. We have olamas to say, and I just ask that you stay tuned for more. Mirtz Hashem, God should give us life and health, everything we need to continue, and the financial means, and the Simchas Chaim, and the Mochin, everything we need. Mishu Zochah to continue b'Simcha Tuv Lev Merov Kol, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.